Yes, my friends, now we are moving on to the third chapter of your financial accounting subject of your midterm portion. Sorry, yes, it is midterm portion. So the third chapter is we are going to learn about the financial statement called balance sheet. Now, balance sheet is a financial statement which shows the financial position of the business on a particular day. I repeat. Balance sheet is a financial statement which shows the financial position of the business on a particular day. That's the reason I have written balance sheet as on 31st March, year maybe 2011. It is not prepared for the whole year. It is prepared on a particular day, that is the end of the financial year, that is 31st March 2011. Okay, so balance sheet has two sides, left hand side and right hand side. Balance sheet has two sides, left hand side and right hand side. Left hand side of the balance sheet is called credit side, which is named as liabilities. The left hand side of the balance sheet will show all the loans taken by the company for raising the funds for operation. Whereas right hand side of the balance sheet is called debit side, which shows all the assets and properties which company has purchased for the operation. So in account has two sides. In the previous chapter we learned that account has two sides, left hand side and right hand side. Left hand side is called debit side, right hand side is called credit side. Account has two sides, that side is different, but balance sheet has reverse side. Okay, it has left hand side and right hand side, but left hand side is called liability side and right hand side is called asset side. Now there will be a question in your mind, sir, why it is like that, why they had made reverse? In accounts it has debit side and credit side, but in liabilities, you know, balance sheet, first of all, it is not an account, it is not prepared for the whole year. Second thing, why it has happened like that, you know, when, since I told you, account is introduced by India, by our Marodi people, right? So they have introduced, means this account has been introduced by our Marodi people. Previously, we used to follow single entry system. In that, the Munshiji used to write, paisa ayo, paisa gyo, paisa ayo, paisa gyo. What was the drawback of that system, you know? In that, you are not in a position to measure the growth of your company. You know that cash is coming in and going out, but you are not able to find out the growth. What is your position 1 year back and what is your position 1 year after? So because that was not balancing, it is only paisa ayo, paisa gyo, paisa ayo, paisa gyo. Right? So it has been developed by our accounting people, right? And made double entry system. Double entry system means dual aspect concept. For every debit effect, that is equal and opposite credit effect. Because of that, you can compare whether we are going right or wrong. Because if it is tallying, that means we are at a stage that we can say, huh, we are right because it is tallied. Not always necessary that trial balance tally means it is perfect account is done. No, it is not accurate statement that if the trial balance is tallied, that means there is no error. No, we can't say that. There may be error in recording the transaction. You have recorded the transaction, but some wrong entry has been passed. Then also the account will get tally because you have passed the entry, double entry system on the basis of dual concept, debit and credit. So that account will be tally, but it is not compulsory that if the trial balance is tally, our accounting transaction recording transaction is accurate. No, you can't say that. Okay, so at that time, people used to follow single entry system. It was developed and we introduced double entry system in order to match the incoming and outgoing. In order to match the incoming and outgoing. So on the basis of that, they prepared accounts. Now, since I told you, we Indians always use our right hand as a good thing and left hand as a bad thing. Here you can see that our dadi used to tell, "Arey, don't allow him to eat with the help of left hand. Make him to eat from the right hand." Because from the Asian, we are following that same trend that right hand is a perfect, left hand is not good. We treat left hand as something which is weird, means something which is low dignity. Means we are not giving proper dignity to our left hand. But it is not possible without the left hand we can move, we can spend one day without. We need both the hands. But it is a assumption, Indian people, that we always say right hand is good, left hand is for some other purposes. Right or wrong? Yeah, it is a joke type of thing. But still, we Indians follow that right hand is good and left hand is not good. Right? So that's the reason when they prepare balance sheet. What is balance sheet? Balance sheet is a list of assets and liabilities. So when they started writing balance sheet, so on the right hand side is a good part. So they write all the assets on the right hand side. Why? Because right hand is good. So they showed on the right hand side good things. Means properties. You got my point? Yeah. And on the left hand side, all loans taken by you, which is not good for your health, financial health. So they showed on the left hand side because of that concept. You got my point? So there is no fixed rule or there is no certain regulation that you have to show assets in this side. But why it has been, since it has been introduced and it is followed from several years, so no one is changing that. And those, the person who have invented this, he had made assets on the right hand side because he is also thinking in our Dadima's way. That Dadima says that right hand is good. So he written all the assets on the right hand side because this is good and this is bad. Yeah. So that was the story behind that. Forget about that. Now, asset side. From the trial balance, as I told you, I finished up with the second chapter by making a trial balance. In the trial balance, you have assets. Four items, I told you. In the trial balance, you have four items. Assets, liabilities, expense and income. Now, forget about expense and income. Talk about assets and liabilities. From the trial balance, you take assets and write on the asset side. And from the trial balance, you take all liabilities, means the loan which company has taken from the outside people or the inside people, whatever it is, for raising the fund for the operations, for raising the fund for the business operation, for the business development. So that is what liabilities. Liabilities means it is a instrument through which company raised the fund for operations and for purchase of various assets. So from where the company got the sources, from where the company got the money accumulated in order to start their business, in order to purchase the fixed assets and in order to start their operations day to day. So liability side will show that from where the company has raised the fund, and asset side will show that where the company has invested that sources. And at the end of the year, it has to be balanced. It should be equal. Liabilities should be equal to your asset. If some of the company liabilities is more than the asset, then that company is called to be bankrupt, insolvent. Okay. If the asset is more than the liabilities, definitely the company is in good position. But it is always, and it should always tally. So from the trial balance, you have four items, assets and liabilities. Right? Expense and income. Forget about expense and income, because expense and income for the operation will be recorded in another financial statement, which is known as revenue statement, which is commonly known by the commerce people as trading and profit and loss account. But you and me as a finance people will say overall it is a revenue statement where you will show the income earned by the company through its operations. Whereas this financial statement shows the financial position of the business on a particular day. It is not for the year. It is only on a particular day. So that is why it is prepared at the end of the year. That is 31st March 2012. That is why it is prepared at the end of the year. 31st March 2011. Okay. Now from the trial balance, I will take the liabilities and record under this headings. So you should know that in the trial balance, we have list of liabilities. But you have to take that liabilities and post them into an appropriate headings. Post them into an appropriate headings. Now, trial balance had, I told you, four items: assets, liabilities, expense and income. Forget about expense and income. Talk about assets and liabilities. Assets and liabilities are recorded in balance sheet. So balance sheet has two sides: liability side and asset side. Left hand side and right hand side. Left hand side is known as liabilities. In Hindi, we called termed as karz. To remember in a funnier way, we call that this is Rishi Kapoor side. Karz. You know, karz means Rishi Kapoor. Because it is a famous movie. So you can remember in that way. Just joking, okay? Don't take it serious. Okay, fine. So liability side. Liability side is subdivided into four categories. share capital, reserves and surplus, borrowed fund, current liabilities. Current liabilities and provision is there. So just I will write provisions. Okay, so this side shows that from where the company has raised the fund. Company can raise the fund by two modes. One is share capital, means the owner's capital. Second one is the borrowed fund. So if the company, I'm not talking about sole trading concern. I'm not talking about partnership firm, because partnership firm capital, share capital will not come there. In that case, it will come partner's capital. But I'm talking about limited company, because in finance we are taking an example of limited company. So for limited company, the very important and the main source of money, main source of fund is share capital. Means if company wants some money for operation, if they are newborn company, they will issue shares in the market. They will first incorporate their company, register their company, and then take the permission from the government of India as per the Companies Act of 1956 that they are going to raise this much amount by share capital. Once they get permission from the government, then only they can issue the shares. Otherwise, they can't. Second thing, whatever permission they have issued, they have taken permission of issuing 2 lakh shares total. 2 lakh shares. So they can't issue more than 2 lakh shares. And the face value of one share is 10 rupees. So if I want 20 crores share capital, 20 crores, I need 20 crores money, so I can issue 20 lakhs of 10 each. 2 crore shares of 10 each. If I want 20 lakhs, I can issue 2 lakh shares of 10 each. So what is the requirement? What is your requirement? That much amount can be divided into number of shares by dividing the amount by 10 rupees. Okay, so for that issuing, for raising the fund through issue of shares, first of all, we have to take permission, we have to incorporate ourselves with the, as per the Indian Companies Act, we have to incorporate, means register our company. Right, for registration there is some criteria. If you are issuing the shares, you have to fulfill certain criteria, laws you have to follow. Accordingly you can raise the shares. Otherwise you can't raise the shares. You can't raise the fund by shares. Okay, so there are two types of instrument under share capital. One is equity share capital. Second one is preference share capital. One is equity share capital. Second one is preference share capital. So you may be heard in the share market that we purchase shares, we keep on buying shares and selling in the share market. Now what is that? That is an instrument through which company raise the fund for the business. Now if company, suppose take an example, recently L&T has introduced, have issued the shares, L&T Finance, they have come up with a new company called L&T Finance, right? They have issued the shares for certain amount. The face value of the share is 10 rupees. It is fixed. It cannot be changed. But they issued the share at 40 rupees. The face value of the share is 10 rupees. Means if I issue one share, I will get 40 rupees from the market. If I issue two shares, I will get, if I issue one share, I will get 10 rupees. If I issue two shares, I will get 20 rupees. But that is the face value. But you never heard that company has issued the share at par, at the same face value. No, every company is issuing the shares more than the face value. For example, L&T company, L&T Finance company has registered themselves as a limited company, right? Private limited company, and they issued the share of 10 each, of 10 each at 40. Means those who are interested to invest the money in the L&T Finance share, they have to pay for one share 40 rupees. But as I told you, that you have taken permission from the government that I will issue this much share of 10 rupees. But you have issued the shares of 10 rupees for 40. You are getting 30 rupees extra. So if you write the whole 40 rupees in share capital, it will go more than what the permission you have taken. So that 30 rupees which the company has collected extra will be recorded in the reserves and surplus, because it is an accumulated profit which is earned by the company because of their goodwill. Because 10 rupees shares sold in the market for 40 rupees, so you will record 10 rupees under the share capital as 10 rupees. Remaining 30 rupees amount is shown under reserves and surplus called share premium. Called share premium. Understood? So if I issue 20,000 shares of 10 each, so how much I should record here? Only 2 lakhs. Only 2 lakhs. 20,000 share of 10 each, I have to write only 2 lakhs here. But you have issued the shares, 20,000 shares of 10 each at 200 rupees. Like Reliance Power, they had issued the share of 10 rupees for 200 rupees. So your company has got the fund of 20,000 shares. Suppose take an example, 20,000 into 10. That means you can raise only 2 lakhs by way of equity share capital. But instead of 2 lakhs, you got how much, you know? 20,000 into 200. That is 40 lakhs. So you can't show 40 lakhs here. You have raised the fund. 40 lakhs rupees, you have got the fund by issuing shares. But since the permission is taken, 2 lakhs only. So you will write 2 lakhs under share capital, and that remaining 38 lakhs will be recorded under reserves and surplus as reserve called share premium. Reserves and surplus is nothing but accumulated profit, undistributed profit of the company. Okay, equity shareholder, the person who buy the equity share of the company became the permanent owner of the company. Similarly, company issue preference shares also, but preference shares are not listed in the market. They are not issued publicly. They are issued to the people of the company, inside the company, to the employees, to the directors of the company, to the promoters of the company. Only those people will get preference shares. But these shares are not listed in the market. So we can't trade on preference shares in the stock market. We can trade only equity shares. And the price of the preference share does not fluctuate in the market. It will remain the same as the face value. And face value may be 10 or 100. Depends. Okay. Equity shares are the company's permanent owner. If once you buy the shares of the company, you become the permanent owner of the company. Company will not pay you back your money. If you don't want to continue with the company, you can sell that shares in the market and take your money and go to some other company. Whereas company will not pay you back. Whereas preference shares, if once you buy the preference shares, it is a rule by the Companies Act that this preference shareholder are to be paid within a limit of 10 years. Within 10 years, the company has to pay back the preference shareholder. So that is called redemption of preference shares. That is the reason equity share and preference shares both are same. They are the owner of the company, but equity share are the permanent owner of the company. They have voting right. Whereas preference shareholder are the temporary owner of the company. They don't have voting right. One more thing, equity shareholder bears the losses and earns the profit, enjoy the profit. Whereas preference share enjoy fixed rate of dividend. Their profit will not fluctuate. If the company is doing good, then also they will get certain fixed amount of dividend every year. If the company is going bad, then also they are not supposed to take tension about the fluctuation or the loss. They will get the fixed rate of interest. Whereas equity shareholders, dividend income will fluctuate. It will either they will get the dividend or they will not get the dividend. Right? So equity shareholder are the permanent owner of the company, whereas preference shareholder are the temporary owner of the company. After within 10 years, these preference shareholders give their share back to the company because they can't sell in the market, because they are not listed in the market. In the stock exchange, you can't sell preference shares. You don't get preference shares. That is the reason it is their amount is blocked. So they get a preference. That's the reason it is called preference shares. Okay, so this is one of the instrument which company use to raise the fund. If a company is a newborn company, newborn baby in the market, they may not be in a position to get the loan from the financial institute. In that case, they have to rely on equity shares and preference shares for the sources of fund. If the company is already established in the market, every financial institute are ready to give loan. In that case, they may not issue more of equity shares, but they will issue less of equity shares and more fund they can borrow from the financial institute. Understood? So this is one of the sources from where the company has raised the fund. So it is why it is called liabilities for the business, because today or tomorrow the company has to pay this money back to the shareholders, preference shareholders within 10 years, and equity shareholders, company has to pay them back at the time of merger and acquisition. If my company is purchased by some other company, like Tata has taken Jaguar, so Jaguar shareholders were paid by Tata. At that time only equity shareholder will get the money back. Okay, otherwise equity shareholder, till that time the company is there, equity shareholder is there. Whereas preference shares are there in the picture for maximum 10 years. Okay, so this is one of the instruments through which company can raise the fund. So from the trial balance, you will get to know that from where the company has raised the fund. So equity share will come here and preference share will come here. Okay, now reserves and surplus. This is nothing but reserves and surplus is nothing but every year company earns some profit. The whole profit is not distributed to the shareholders by way of dividend. They convince the shareholders that this profit they are keeping in reserve for various purposes. Suppose if the company want to planning for buying a new machine in future, for that from every year's profit they are removing some part of the profit and keep in some reserve called sinking fund. Keep in a reserve called sinking fund. So from every year's profit, company will keep some part of the profit for various purposes. The full profit will not be distributed to the people, to the shareholders. It will, some part of the profit is kept for various purposes. Suppose if an export-oriented company, they are dealing with foreign exchange, so there is always a possibility of foreign fluctuation, right? Currency fluctuation. Because of that, the company may suffer loss or profit. So that profit or loss can should be observed. For that purpose, I have kept reserves. That is called foreign fluctuation reserve. If company want to give dividend to the preference shareholder and company may not having fund in the first year, they have the fund, but in the next year they don't have the fund. So for that purpose, they may kept a reserve called dividend equalization reserve. So for various purposes, company has kept some part of the profit. It is company's policy to keep some part of the profit to various reserve as per their need. So that are called, they are shown under reserves and surplus. Now you will tell, sir, profit is a, how profit means it should be an asset. Why you are writing on the liability side? Sir, profit of the company is an asset, should be an asset, right? For the non-commerce people, I'm giving this answer. Commerce people know why it is recorded on the liability side. For, sir, profit is an asset. Why you are writing on the liability side? I will tell you, since at the beginning of the lecture only, I told you, whenever you are recording the transaction, think that you are the accountant of the business. So this is business profit. Right, business has earned this much profit. That profit belongs to the shareholders. Today or tomorrow, this profit has to be given to shareholders. So when you have to pay them, na? It is a liabilities. That's the reason from the company's point of view, it is a liabilities. Today or tomorrow, this money has to be paid back to the shareholders. Reserve belongs to equity shareholder, not preference shareholder. So this, on this, the total reserves and surplus belongs to shareholders. Which shareholders? Equity shareholder. That is the reason it is a liability from the company's point of view. So there are various reserve, capital reserve, general reserve, share premium. At the end of the year, you got suppose 400 crores profit. Out of that, 300 crores are kept in various reserve called sinking fund, dividend equalization reserve, foreign fluctuation reserve, right? And the remaining part, the retained earning, will be recorded under reserves and surplus called profit and loss account. Called profit and loss account. Okay, so this is reserves and surplus. Reserves and surplus is nothing but accumulated profit of the company which the company keep for the future aspects. After keeping aside all the profit, whatever is remaining, it is called retained earning. Current year's profit, suppose 400 crores profit you have earned this year. Out of that, 50 crores you have kept for dividend equalization reserve. 50 crores you kept for foreign fluctuation reserve. 50 crores you kept for sinking fund, the remaining balance. And 50 crores you have decided to give proposed dividend to the shareholders, to the equity shareholders. The remaining profit will be kept as called retained earnings under the heading called profit and loss. If it is a loss, it will be recorded in miscellaneous expenditure. If it is a profit, it will be recorded in the reserves and surplus. Got my point? So this is liability side. Liability side shows that from where the company has raised the fund and from where the company has accumulated the fund. One is the share capital through which they issue the shares in the market and get the money from the market. Preference share is the same. And some every year's profit is accumulated by them for various purposes. They are kept under the heading called reserves and surplus.